Hey, Todd, this is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, John.
Good to hear that. So I did see some really good notes here now from Pearl. So from what I gather, you've been in business now for, let me see, how many years did she put here?
50 years.
50 plus years, is that right?
Nope, we're coming up on 50.
Oh, coming up on 50. Okay, so... So while that's a big, you know, moment, obviously, to be in business 50 years, so you guys are definitely doing something right. So what specifically, you know, are you doing to make sure that you stay in business and grow this long? I mean, is it just word of mouth, or what specifically do you do to appeal to customers?
We have zero marketing dollars that we spend every month. We basically deal with the same contractors over the last few years. And word of mouth pretty much is our short order work.
Okay. So in that regard, I mean, you're doing a lot of, you said sub work, right? You work with contractors?
That's correct.
Okay. So in that regard, again, I don't want to suggest something that you feel like doesn't even make any sense for you, because I do see some notes here. I guess we talked with you in the past. Does online marketing through Google even make sense for you at this point?
I talked to you, I believe, last week. And over the weekend, I was discussing it with my wife and thought maybe it might be worth a try.
Okay. And then so just to make sure everything that was discussed last week, did they go through the monthly pricing of like the $249 a month and whatnot?
Yep.
Okay. And so just out of curiosity, obviously, you know, we just reached out to you last week and we're doing it again. You know, and I appreciate you being so easygoing about this, considering we probably sound like we're repeating ourselves a lot. So let me know, what do you – go ahead.
I usually talk to you once a month.
Oh. So whatever the heck we've been doing, being so repetitive, my apologies there. You know, I want you to feel like you're not dealing with a company that's just like banging their head against the wall here to try to reach out to you. So, well, I appreciate you giving us a shot. If now is the time to give us a shot. So, just a couple things, because we do include a free website as part of our service. Do you want us to include that for you, or you're happy with your current website?
I'm happy with my current website.
Okay. So the main thing we'd be doing is promoting you on Google to make sure that you can be found more easily, and then we do the $100 of Facebook ads each and every month. You are familiar with both of those aspects of what we do, right?
You better refresh it. I just can't remember. It was around 200 and some change for a month to get me on there. I can quit anytime. That one of the highlights,
yep.
I remembered.
Yep, and then we include $100 of Facebook ads each and every month within that same price point. So it's a $249 month to month, and then that will include $100 going towards Facebook, the optimization for Google, and everything else there on that end.
Okay.
So, right. I mean, if you're pretty excited about it as is, and I don't really need to get into much detail, I can say thank you for making this the easiest sales call I've had this month. But let me know, what else do you need for me to review before I start just doing the onboarding here?
Just kind of let's run through the price points, what we're getting out of it. What I'm looking at is bringing on a new guy here. I want to make sure that I keep him busy. So,
that's why it makes sense. Okay.
So that's what's going to keep this. If we're doing good, I mean, I'll give it a good, honest 2 months. You know, if I feel like we're getting our calls out of it, and I'll try to be diligent asking people coming in. And then at that point, we'll have to go from there and reassess and see if it works for us or not.
Makes sense. Now, can I ask one favor, since you do like your website as is? Do you know who built out your website, or you're in touch with them?
GoDaddy.
Okay. So the reason why I'm asking is your website on a cell phone, the click-to-call button, it runs away from me when I scroll down on your website. Is there a way you can make your LakeviewElectric.com and the click to call button stay at the top at all times when I'm scrolling. If you did that, that's really going to help you get more traffic once someone visits your website.
Okay. Nope, I can call them and ask them to change that around. So the click to call is stay on the top, you're saying.
Yeah, like they call it like putting it as a header. Sticky header is another term I've seen used, but really it's just meant to, you want when someone scrolls, the Lakeview Electric in the top left-hand corner and your phone number in the top right. And I'll send you a sample. Do you want me to send you a sample of what I'm talking about? Again, because we do this for our clients as well. So let me shoot you a couple text messages. One's going to say, hi, Todd. This is John Kaw from Local Splash, just so you can have my contact information moving forward. And then the second one is going to be a sample website. And I know you don't want it. I just want you to let you know it is included if you did want it, where we would just optimize your website. And we would use the same exact domain so we can – go ahead.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, how does it work with the domain and with them having my domain? I mean, nothing changes there or
– Nope. As long as you own LakeviewElectric.com, we would just – You would just take down this content. Hopefully you can save it to the side so that way if you did ever exit us, you can put this one back on top, or back at this content back available. Go ahead.
Yep, just right here. We'll hold off on it. Just, I got that 60 day, that 2 month trial period. And if things aren't going good, I don't want a bunch of apples trying to get my way back up.
And that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense there. So that's why I just sent you the link so you can see the model I'm talking about when you talk to the GoDaddy guys. If they can make a click to call button stay steady at the top, that really helps to get, more calls when someone's browsing your site.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get a hold of them and have them correct that or change it.
And then, Todd, so just a couple things here to get everything processed. Your last name?
Frysa, F-R-O-Y. A.
Frysa, F-R-O-Y-S as in Sam A, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. And a good email address for you.
Todd, well, you just sent it over. Oh, no, you haven't sent it over yet. Todd, T-O-D-D, at LakeviewElectric.com.
All right, we got that there. Okay, and then the address for the business, 1143 Riverwood Drive, that works best in Minneapolis, correct?
Burnsville. Burnsville, Minnesota, 55337.
There it is. 1143 Riverwood Drive, Burnsville, MN, 55337. Okay, got that set up there. All right, give me 1 second, just pulling up a couple of things here. So, again, we do a brief questionnaire, so I'll need about 10 minutes to wrap this up here. It's just basically if you want anyone else to call in and make changes to your account on your behalf, do you want me to put anyone else's name on file?
No.
Okay. The card you'll be using is also Todd Frysa, correct?
Nope. That one that says Paul, because Paul's my first name. I go by Todd. And it says Lakeview Electric on it.
Okay. So do you mind if I just, for the purpose of the account, be in the name of Paul Todd Frysa? Is that correct?
I've been dealing with being a Paul my whole life, so yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then I'll put in the notes, obviously, you go by Todd. We'll refer to you as Todd moving forward. It's just for the actual terms and conditions that you'll get via email. And am I pronouncing your last name correctly? Would you mind pronouncing one more time just to make sure I have it correct?
Frysa.
Frysa. So I am pronouncing it correct. Okay, good. All right. And then 369-4288 is the best number for you, correct?
Use the shop line, 952-888-6565.
Now, is that for contacting you for marketing purposes, or you mean just for your, like, customers to contact you?
That's our office line.
Okay. So when we're reaching out to you for marketing purposes, do you want us to use the shop number as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we will just put this as your cell phone number, but the main line is there, and then this one is your cell. All right. Now, in terms of a few of the keywords, I can look at your website just to make sure that I'm pulling up here. On the residential side, what do you want us to list as some of the things that you do? Is it mainly what I see here, rewiring, new construction, electrical remodeling, fixture upgrades, things like that?
Yep, panel changeouts, new services, remodels.
Okay. I'll put that there. And then for commercial, let me just do that. So you have panel swaps, build outs, lighting retrofits, and things like that in commercial, right?
Yep.
Okay. And not using any other marketing provider at this time in the world of SEO, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, when it comes to onboarding, it's about a 30-minute call where you get into a lot more detail of what you want just so you can guide us to make sure we have you set up properly on Google and on Facebook. So what I would ask is we can schedule that for later on today. The earliest time slot we have available is 3 to 4. Last time slot I have is 4 to 5, or we can do anytime tomorrow starting at 10 to 11.
We can go 3 to 4 today.
3 to 4? Okay.
And then I forgot to ask, is there any sunset on the 200 and whatever it is, $30 or $40? Is there any sunset on that? Is it like a 6 month or a 1 year? Or when does the special run out?
Oh, no, that's what you're onboarded at. So we have a one-time setup fee. That's the only thing that's different from the $249. It's $99. That just covers all the initial programming. So today's cost will be $348. And then it's the $249 month-to-month is set in stone as long as you're partnered with us.
Okay. All right. So... All right, so I have roughly $600 into it. All right, I was just trying
what your ROI needs to be to make sense in the first 2 months. That makes sense.
Well, I just want to know what I'll have into it, so I figure out what exactly return on investment. Yep.
Right. Makes a lot of sense. The fact that you're giving us 2 months is appreciated. I will let you know this. We do look to earn business each and every month, so, having no contract, we will push to make sure that first month is getting a return as well. So let's see, 5.8, 3 o'clock. You're going to get go ahead.
I was going to say, is there some way to track besides just me hounding the customers?
So analytics, that's why I was asking if there's anyone on the back end who you want to put in charge of marketing as well. We can include someone else, but we can also just include you directly. Analytics is really the main way that you're going to justify using us, right? So we provide you a back-end dashboard access to walk through on the onboarding call that will show you click-throughs, impressions, Facebook ad views, and things of that nature, how your keywords are working. And then most importantly, we also use a tracking number. So I know we're not building out your website or anything like that, but on your Google business profile and Facebook pages, when we run the ads, it'll have a slightly different phone number, but you won't notice the difference, nor will your clients. When they call that number, it'll go straight through to the shop line that you want it to go through, the 952-888-6565. That's the number you want all business calls to go through, right, for clients of yours?
Correct. Yep.
So So that being said, that number will be, again, slightly different, but it's only to show back-end tracking. So that way you can see exactly how many calls were generated through our efforts.
Perfect.
Okay. And you said you want us to build out a business profile, or you already have one on Facebook?
There's one on there, but I haven't done anything with it in years.
Okay, no worries. So let me just go ahead and try to find you on Facebook. We can do a rebuild of it. It's a simple rebuild. We just do like a digital business card, take a couple things there. Lakeview Electric. So it's right here, just a facebook.com/Lakeview Electric, right?
Yep.
There it is. Okay. So yeah, we'll do a rebuild of that so it doesn't look like, I mean, you have a nice picture of a lake, and if you want that there, that's okay too, but a lot of people like the digital business card just to, you know, again, give your clients a very easy way to find you. Okay.
One. Yep, that's fine.
Is Facebook business profile refreshed with new photos, content. Okay. And then we're not going to do a website at this time. That's fine. So you already have your own domain there. Call tracking, we did walk through that. Almost done here. So outside of Burnsville, where else do you want me to put Burnsville? Outside of that, where do you want me to run like Facebook ads and things of that nature? Because Google is going to set up the location for you in terms of like electricians near me. But as far as Facebook ads, you can pick and choose more zip codes. So you want to name a couple areas that you want us to run those ads?
Well, we're in Burnsville here. Our neighboring communities around us would be Bloomington, Minnesota, Apple Valley, Lakeville, Minnesota, Savage, Minnesota, Richfield, Minnesota, and can you go down like South Minneapolis? I don't know how you'd...
Yeah. So, yes, because I see Southwest Minneapolis, so I'm sure there's a zip code that's slightly different. So I'm choosing Savage, Lakeville, Apple Valley, I'm assuming Egan, and you said Richfield and South Minneapolis, right?
Yeah, give me a second here. I'm going to pull up a map. And
that's what I was doing as well while we were talking.
Let's see.
Egan, Rosemount, or other neighborhoods that are in that same general area.
Oops. There we go. Open this up. Oh, that's not the map I wanted. There we go. Why am I having such a hard time? Okay. Map of Minneapolis. Images search. There we go. Just give me a regular...
You're like, Google makes it so hard to find a map now.
I'm not the best at a computer. Then that's probably why we stay away from most stuff.
Well, and that's why we exist, right? You're an expert in the field, and you've been it for a long time, and as long as you appreciate that, we're going to show you our expertise in this field of marketing.
Okay. All right, so as I'm looking here, on the towards the east side, we have like Egan, Apple Valley.
Lake I chose Hill. Egan. Uh huh.
Yep. Coming across
Rosemount.
Rosemount. Yep. Rosemount. We can take that one. And that's about as far as if we want to go to the west.
Okay. And then to the and then you said like Prior Lake, Shakopee,
yep,
any of those.
Yep, Prior Lake. Savage, Shakopee will work. And then we work our way north. Let's go Eden Prairie. I'm going to stay away from Minnetonka right now. Let's see, Hopkins, Edina. And that kind of brings us into that South Minneapolis. St. Louis Park, yeah, I suppose you can throw in there as a cutoff.
Okay. That's actually a really good breadth right now. And again, don't get me wrong. We're going to do as much as we can in those areas. The way Facebook ads work is they run until your budget runs out on that month, but usually last most of the month, just because to walk you through how Facebook ads work, I know you haven't used it in a while, so I'll briefly touch on it. It only runs the ad if someone was searching for your services on Google or another platform. So it's called retargeting advertising. That's why a lot of our clients like it.
Would I do better with a smaller geographical area?
No, not necessarily, because at the end of the day, it's okay, because if you're open to this whole area, you'll see the performance on those ads. The only reason why you would tighten up the area is if you just didn't want to drive as far, because you might get calls that are further than you want, right? So we're gonna leave it to this area that you just listed, but you know what I mean. Like, if you're getting all Shakopee all the time or all Hopkins all the time, you're like, do I really want to drive through the city all the time, for example?
Okay. All right, yeah, we'll start out with that area then and work from there.
Okay. And then last thing, I'm going to try to find you. Let's see if I can find your business listed here, Lakeview Electric. Okay, so you already have six reviews on Google, 5 stars. So the beauty of that is that you are what we call like kind of like low-hanging fruit, if you will, in that to promote you is going to be easier than you think, because you're already online. And so the turnaround time might be even faster than the 30 to 45 day promise time for Google optimization, just because you already are existing and doing well, even though it's a small quantity of reviews. So that's going to help out a lot as well. I'm going to just put that there. GBP found here.
How old are the reviews?
that is something that we're going to work on too. So how we work on helping you promote yourself too over time. On the back end dashboard, you're also going to have a click to send text message automation, as well as email automation, which basically just means to you, once you're done with a job or someone on your team is done with a job, you punch in the text message, the phone number or email address. It's going to send a prompt saying, click here to leave a review. The reason why you're going to stay more steady on Google is your review count is going to go up a lot faster than someone who, you know, doesn't have this type of automation. Because most of the time, as you've probably experienced, Todd, happy clients do not leave reviews as readily as unhappy clients. Have you noticed that?
Yep.
And so, because I guarantee in the many years you've been online, not to mention the years you've been in business, you've had many more than 6 happy customers. It's just that they're lazy. But when they're unhappy, the few that are unhappy, I tell you what, they are motivated to leave those reviews. So that's why we make it easier for you to get the happy reviews to insulate you from that occasional, if something random, unexpected happened on a job that left someone less than thrilled, you know, you'll be more insulated with that, with having much more than 6 reviews over time. Okay?
Okay.
Now, on your profile, it says Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You want to keep that as is?
Change it to 8 to 4:30.
Okay, 8 a.m. to 4:30. And Saturday, Sunday still closed, correct?
Correct. I don't like working on the weekends.
No worries. So we are not going to promote you for emergency work, so that's all right. Okay. Other than that, your address doesn't show on your website either. That's okay with you, right? We're not publishing the 1143 Riverwood Drive.
I don't care if you do or not. It doesn't make a difference to me.
Okay. Client doesn't mind if address is published on GBP or Facebook.
Yeah, because it's not my house, so I don't care if it's so.
Not currently published. And I just put that it's not currently published on your Google Business profile, just in case that matters. Sometimes it might be easier just to leave all as is and just change the hours of operation, but I did let them know that you're okay with that. Okay, last couple steps here, Todd, and then we'll be on our way. So just to set up the actual billing, Again, Todd Fraza, I have it as 1143 Riverwood Drive, Burnsville, Minnesota, 55337, correct?
Yep, 1143.
All right. And then I also have here, let's see, Pearl up here. So we're going to do the $249 month-to-month, including $100 going towards Facebook. The first month cost will include a $99 setup fee, so it'll be $348 today. And then it'll be, once we're done, it'll be about three more minutes to do a wrap-up, which is just the quality assurance portion of the call. But then the last thing that I have for you before we enter into that portion is we do allow you to choose a security question. So that way, if there's any confusion about who may be reaching out saying that they're partnering with Google or anything like that, I will let you know this, Todd. When we call moving forward with today's onboarding call, immediately thereafter, we will always call from the same number I sent you the text from. So 877-635-6225. Just be sure you save that as local splash in your phone. And just, again, we're going to call for today's onboarding call. You want us to call the shop phone though, right?
Well, it's the shop phone rolls to my cell phone during the week.
Okay, cool. All right, good. Okay. So that's fine.
What's that cell phone number again though?
It's the same one I sent you the text from, 877-635-6225.
Okay. All right. Text. Okay. I was looking for an email. I thought you were sending me an email on it. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Yep. I got your. Okay.
Cool. And then the security question, though, in the event there's any confusion about who's calling you, because there are some bad actors in the world of marketing, I will let you know that they see you on Google promoting yourself, and they'll say, oh, yeah, we're those Google guys that help you do that, right? So just to be cautious and preventative of any issues arising, we allow you to choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go with the first pet.
Okay, and the answer?
Charlie.
C-H-A-R-L-I-E?
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of ways it's spelled Charlie, so I wasn't sure. Because there's like the Charlie the girl, Charlie, you know, who knows. All right, so now last thing, Todd, I'm ready for the card whenever you are, and then I won't process it until we finish the voice verification portion of the call.
Okay, it's a Visa, 4798-5317-3763-2010.
And the expiration?
Valid, 1127.
And then there's three digits on the back?
244.
Okay, I'll update that here. Okay, and then last step, again, the voice verification portion of the call. So as I mentioned, we will refer to you as Paul Todd Fraza on this portion of the call. But moving forward, again, on the onboarding, I'll make sure that it's indicated we're just referring to you as Todd, okay?
Yep, appreciate it.
All right, so let's go ahead and do that there. Okay, so last step, we'll go ahead and process this here. And if you have any questions, just let me know. But for now, I'll just go ahead and begin the voice verification. So let's go ahead and do that here. Actually, I needed to update one thing, and then we'll do the voice verification. I still have you as Todd in the system, so I'll just change that to Paul Todd. Okay, so I'll go ahead and begin the voice verification again. Let me know if you need me to reiterate anything or reword something. I'll be glad to do that. But so, Paul, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Lakeview Electric.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
Paul Todd Fraza, owner and president.
Okay, great. Now, as owner and president, of course, you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. So to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign, so thank you for taking today's onboarding call at 3 p.m. And if the result increases the billing, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors and bad actors not related to local Flash, which is why
the security groups are all garbage. I'm not hearing.
I'm sorry, what was that? My apologies. I think my headset. Okay, so I was saying to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. So, and as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors and or bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provide the security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. But when we do call, Paul, we'll go ahead and reach out from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. So make sure you save that in your phone if you haven't already done so. But when we do call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and or emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing Google representative, do you also agree to let us know should you take on any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your partnership with us?
Sure. What exactly does that mean, though?
So let's say you signed up with a second SEO provider at the same time you're working with us, which is not the best idea even from your point of view. It's just something that we ask you let us know, so that way we can let you know, hey, this is going to overlap a lot with what you're doing with us already. That's all.
Okay. We are signed up with that Angie's List or Angie or whatever. We've been trying them out the last month. So is that the same thing or not the same thing? Or
That's totally different, right? They work on their own platform as a lead provider, right? Much different from a Google optimization firm.
Okay.
A lot of our clients work with Angie's. Hopefully it's worked out well for you. I mean, a lot of our clients work out with Angie's, and as long as you're making calls to your potential customers very, very quickly when the leads come in, hopefully, you know, you're getting some decent results.
I'm on the fence with them right now.
Yeah, but it's probably because you're busy in the field, right? It really helps to have a dedicated like calling representative. If you're paying for the lead per lead, that's what's one of the most important aspects is just making sure that you have a dedicated calling representative the moment you accept a lead. Because a lot of people who are in the field in your area usually have like a call center or someone else who's dedicated to make that call within 5 to 10 seconds of seeing the lead that, you know, your competition sees at the same time. But again, sorry about getting a side note. You know, I just want to give pointers because obviously your success is important to us as well. Even if it's through Angie, you know, running alongside what you do with us. But so I'll go ahead and proceed here. So now outside of Angie, though, you'll let us know if you take on any additional online marketing efforts. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 28th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348, and that includes the one-time setup fee. And then when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 28th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, being month-to-month, though, Paul, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And in the event you do choose to cancel, while we would hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process your initial payment. You're going to receive all of this in writing as well. You'll see that via email and text message. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash. Please click here to view your initial invoice." That also includes some terms and conditions that we already have discussed, but you'll see that in writing, such as the guaranteed live time, but your profile is already live, but the guaranteed optimization time frame of 30 to 45 days will be listed there for the Google side, as well as the 7 to 14 days for your Facebook ads going live, so and your rebuild of your Facebook business profile. So all that is going to be there in writing. When you review that email and or text message, however you open it up, just go ahead and scroll down to the bottom and make sure everything is correct there. There's a lot of information that's not relevant to you, like Google guaranteed advertising and a couple other more aggressive forms of advertising. So again, just note that you'll see a lot of things that are less than relevant to you in that sheet there. But the last thing I want to mention is if you can check everything, make sure everything is correct, there's two check boxes at the bottom. You sign it as Paul Todd Fraza, and then we'll be good to go for the 1 o'clock call. If for whatever reason you can't complete it by the 1 o'clock call or you feel like it's not quite enough time, that's okay. They will gladly review that with you at the 1 o'clock call as well. Okay.
Okay.
I keep saying 1 o'clock call. I meant 3 o'clock call. 1 o'clock our time, 3 o'clock your time. My apologies.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions you have for me?
No, I think it's all in my hands this afternoon. I got to go jump on my email that I got here and just kind of follow what they say and pull it out.
And if you have any questions for me directly, you still have my contact information from those text messages. Anytime you send a text, it goes to our entire team. So if you want to alert me to say, hey, John, reach out, give me a call or whatever the case may be, I'm the only person that would reach out to you from a non-877 number because I'm on the sales side. Again, anything that you have for me, you can shoot me an email as well. If you want us to use certain photos for your rebuild on your Facebook side, you can always send that to myself or the support team as well. And then you should have the email address from when I sent you the Google invite.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think I'm good right now. I'm online here, so I'm just clicking on the receive deal. I agree to receive. Oh, SMS. I certify that I'm authorized. Okay. I'm just talking to myself, so. Yep.
No worries. Cool. Hey, no problem. And again, like I said, anything that comes up, feel free to reach out, and that's what we're here for. We're going to do our best to handle everything on the back end for you. But of course, anytime you need to reach out to us, when you call in, Todd, you will get someone on the line very quickly. We're very, fond of our white glove level service that even if you have to wait a minute or so to get someone on the account management side on the phone, our sales team helps out the account management team so you're not just like waiting, talking to no one or waiting on hold and hold queues and whatnot, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it. I hope this feels nice and we'll work together.
Yeah, thanks so much, Todd. Have a good one. I'll put it in the notes here that when we reach out, we refer to you as Todd, not Paul Todd like I was on the recap, okay?
Not a problem. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one now. Bye-bye.